This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The Trump administration wants sensitive information on Colorado's voters. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the White House is now asking a federal judge to order the Secretary of State to turn it over.
Much of voter registration data is a public record, and anyone can get it. But the Department of Justice also wants driver's license numbers and the last four digits of everyone's Social Security number. It's unclear why. In the complaint filed on Thursday in federal court, the Trump administration said they had received a complaint about Colorado not complying with the National Voter Registration Act, which requires a purge of voters who've died. Colorado does this regularly already. The DOJ asked the judge to order Colorado to hand over all of its data fields to the administration so it can properly investigate. Both Jenna Griswold, Colorado Secretary of State, and Attorney General Phil Weiser, whose lawyers will fight the case for the state, vowed to protect the information. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A former Fremont County deputy faces charges of excessive force. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
Former deputy Luis Mora Huerta allegedly put an inmate at the county jail in a prohibited chokehold. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation is assisting with the investigation. In a release Thursday, the agency said that Mora Huerta's employment with the sheriff's office has been terminated. He faces charges of official misconduct, official oppression, and harassment. Mora Huerta is currently out on bond and due back in court next week. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
At CPR.org, Colorado farmers could get some of that federal money announced this week. And why is the cost of living so high in Colorado Springs? That's at KRCC.org. It's 11:06.